USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York is now the new U.S. epicenter for the coronavirus. Top health officials are now saying it's a high-risk area for the virus, and it could easily spread from there. They're now urging isolation for any recent travelers to the Big Apple. With more than half of the new U.S. cases emerging from that area, medical experts say if you've been to New York recently, you need to isolate yourself.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others.
Dr. Deborah Birx says that guideline applies to everywhere in the city. Vice President Pence is urging those people in the city to avoid non-essential travel.
We have to deal with the New York City metropolitan area as a high-risk area.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is urging the government to help with medical equipment. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
With New York becoming the American epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, officials are urging anyone who has recently left the city to be self-quarantined for 14 days.
What we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. They're going to Florida. They're going to Long Island. They're going to different places.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says about 1 in 1,000 people leaving New York may be carrying the virus with them.
That's about 8 to 10 times more than in other areas.
Vice President Mike Pence said the government had sent 2,000 ventilators to New York. 2,000 more are on the way. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said they were very close to making a deal. The news sparked investors with a big rally on Wall Street. The Dow closed up more than 2,100 points, which is a rise of 11%. The S&P 500 was up 210 points, and the NASDAQ was up 557. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
If you're starting to feel a bit stir-crazy being stuck home for so long, you're not alone. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice on how to stay fit while in confinement.
With over 100 million Americans sheltering in place right now, lots of fitness trainers are stepping up and trying to keep everyone fit and active. Many personal trainers are launching virtual fitness classes on their social media platforms and helping to hold people accountable and keeping them active and busy during these times. Body by Jake, Jake Steinfeld, tells Fox News that you have to keep moving and keep your families healthy during this pandemic.
I was the first guy to do personal fitness training and made it an occupation, going to people's homes. And the reason why, you're the strongest you can be in your own environment. When you're in your own home, you're the king and queen of that castle. You don't have to worry about putting makeup on or putting on a great outfit to go out and work out. You're at home right now, household items, get the body moving, get the endorphins moving, get that energy, let's lose the stress.
A federal judge has denied a request by President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, to reduce or modify his 3-year prison sentence. U.S. District Court Judge William Pauley shot down Cohen's request to reduce his 3-year sentence to 1 year or serve entirety at home confinement. You're listening to USA Radio News.